Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A jury out of Los Angeles has ruled on a case out of Oakland, California. Jurors found former BART police officer Johannes Meserle guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the New Year's Day shooting of Oscar Grant, an unarmed black passenger. The verdict, highly controversial, and it has left many feeling unsatisfied.
It is my belief and the family belief that Meserle committed murder.
That's Oscar Grant's uncle Cephas Johnson speaking to reporters yesterday outside of the courthouse in Los Angeles. He feels, like many others, that the involuntary manslaughter charge was too light of a sentence. He'd hoped that Meserle would be convicted.
Well, the verdict hasn't been sentenced
right.
yet.
Right, he won't get sentenced until yet. August. They were hoping, though, for a conviction on either second-degree manslaughter or voluntary manslaughter at the least. Joining us now is Attorney John Burris. He's the counsel for the Grant family in this case. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're not going to obviously retry the case and go over where you thought it may have gone right or wrong, but let's talk about the verdict and the response. We heard from Oscar Grant's uncle Cephas there, and he says, like Oscar Grant's mother, that he feels Meserle committed murder, but the family is still asking people in Oakland to remain calm, correct?
Oh, absolutely. The fact that they're disappointed with the verdict in no way suggests that they want to see anyone else die, get hurt, property destroyed in the name of protesting this particular verdict. This is a law-abiding family and certainly would not encourage anyone to go out and engage in violent conduct in protest. They should protest. They have First Amendment rights, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, and freedom of speech. And they all should be exercised in a lawful way.
Well, they have freedom of religion, too. It doesn't really apply here.
I wasn't religious.
After the verdict was read, and I want to quote you here, you said, "The system is rarely fair when a police officer shoots an African-American male." So does that mean that you believe the outcome of the trial would have been different if this had been two white men involved in this incident?
Well, I do think this, that if race is a significant factor. If the situation was a black person who had killed, a black officer had killed a white passenger, no doubt in my mind he had been convicted of second-degree murder. Or if it's whenever it's reversed. I have been involved in well over 30 police shooting cases in my career. Ever, and mostly all of them, 95% of them have been a white officer killing a black youth. None of those cases ever has a white officer been prosecuted for those crimes, even when it was outrageous. I had one was equally as outrageous as this 6 months before, and I couldn't get a prosecution because it wasn't on videotape. So when you have a situation where it's clear, the evidence is right in front of you, and you don't give a verdict that is consistent with what those facts look like, it raises the question of fairness within the system itself.
Well, statistically, John Burris, the point you make is very well taken, but what if we just accept the premise, the finding of fact in Los Angeles, that it was a mistake? The officer made a mistake.
I don't accept that.
Okay? Well, I'm not going to say that. That's what the jury said.
Well,
are you saying that if an African-American is looking at the same facts, that a mistaken grabbing of a taser rather than a pistol is second-degree murder, not involuntary manslaughter?
Let me tell you this. If, in fact, this officer had said immediately after the shooting, "I made a mistake, I reached for the wrong weapon," I could have accepted that and would have no problem accepting that. But he didn't do that. He said, I thought he was reaching for a gun or a weapon, and so therefore I drew my firearm. 3 days later, he never said anything about a taser. It was only after he gets another defense lawyer, even on the night of this took place, he said it was not an accident. He said it was intentional. That's the reason why I don't accept, and we don't accept, that it was a mistake. That was a contrived defense later.
Well, let me play you, John Burris, a cut from Oakland Mayor Ron Dellums. He was asked whether or not the city would pursue a civil action against the former officer, Johannes Meserle, and whether or not he would advise the family to take the case a step further.
This is the family's call, And because they're the ones that have been hurt the most. They have lost the most in this situation. And out of respect for that profound loss, they should be the ones that take the lead in that regard.
Do you think there is room for a federal civil suit here?
Well, there is. I mean, in a case like this, I mean, there's federal civil rights criminal violations that are different from those in a state court criminal case, very much like what happened in the Rodney King case many years ago. Now, I had certainly advised the family that this should be looked at from a federal criminal violation perspective, not only against this particular officer, but against the other officer who essentially created and started this whole thing by his physical attacks upon Oscar Grant. So, yes, that is a viable option, one that I have been discussing with the clients, and undoubtedly we can pursue. I'm representing them now in a federal civil rights case, but that's not the same.
But how does the city move forward, John Burris? What advice can you give to the people of Oakland to pursue, as the family asked, not through violent means, in what they call their search for further justice?
Well, we certainly don't want violence, and we want this to be, if there's anything, to be a teachable moment about what can happen in a system and to try to move forward in a positive way. You just have to have a spirit of cooperation, a spirit of community. You don't want your own town to be destroyed in the name of someone who, in fact, is more of a symbol than that. So the family in and of itself is clearly committed to peacefulness, not in any way any violent conduct, and they don't encourage and they don't want it to happen. And whatever they can do to prevent that from happening, they will do it.
John Burris was the attorney for the Grant family in the case against Johannes Messerly. Messerly was accused of voluntarily or intentionally shooting Oscar Grant, an unarmed black passenger on the BART system. The jury, however, found him guilty of involuntary manslaughter, found it was a mistake in the New Year's Day shooting of Oscar Grant.